In this video, I'd like to explore what happens at a fiancé visa interview abroad. There are certain areas that are going to be explored, and this video is going to help you get ready for that interview. So, let's get started. At your visa interview, there's going to be a bunch of questions. Nothing is really off limits. For simplicity's sake, I've broken them down into a certain category. And this is the first of two videos, simply because I don't want to overload you with too much information in one video. Take a little bit in now, you know, take a break, come back, and watch the second video, and you'll see a whole different set of questions. But in this video, I'm going to quickly go over four questions. How you met, your engagement and wedding, general knowledge, and employment. Now, what you have to remember is that a fiancé visa interview is really about preventing fraud. And under the current administration, there is even a more rigorous approach to interviewing individuals who are seeking any kind of immigration benefit. And certainly, fiancé visa is on this administration's hit list, that they want to make sure that whoever they give permission to enter the United States in the hopes of getting married is a person that's involved in a legitimate relationship, a legitimate love relationship, and that there will be a marriage soon to follow. Because as you know, when you apply for a fiancé visa, if you're granted, you have 90 days to come to the United States and get married. So, of course, one of the first questions is going to be how you met. So, how did you meet? Did you meet online? Did the American fiancé go to the country of the immigrant fiancé and was either on a vacation or was on a company visit, on company business visit, or went to see some relatives who also live in that country and somehow introduced to the fiancé? Or was it perhaps an introduction made online through the internet with the dating service? Now, that's fine, but you're going to have to show that, is that that's how the relationship started. And how did you start corresponding with each other? How did you start communicating with each other? How often do you correspond? How do you correspond? How do you communicate? And of course, have you met in person? And how many times have you met a person? And where? And what types of things did you do? How long were the visits? Did you go outside? Did she come to the United States? Did he come to the United States? Or did you go to her country? Or did you go to his country? And how long were the visits? And how frequent were they? Those are questions that are going to be very relevant here on how you met and how the relationship developed. At what point did you finally say, I'd like to marry? Did someone say, I'd like to marry you? And that the discussion evolved in that direction. The second question, and that's where the second area comes into play here, engagement and wedding. When did the relationship turn romantic? Was it online and were there emails going back and forth and suddenly someone proposed? Or was it during one of the trips either to the immigrant fiancé's country or here in the United States when the two of you stared at each other eyeball to eyeball and someone said, you know what, I'd like to get married. I want to marry you. How did it occur? How did it happen? Was anybody else there? Friends? Family? And do you have plans for the wedding? Remember, with a fiancé visa, when you enter the United States, within 90 days, you're supposed to get married. So what are the wedding plans? Is it going to be at a hall? Is it just going to be at a courthouse? Is the American fiancé going to fly to the immigrant fiancé's country, which is, and engage in some type of pre-marriage ceremony, pre-marriage celebration, because the immigrant spouse has certain traditions that they still want to adhere to prior to coming to the United States and getting married? is her, his or her parents going to fly to the United States to be there for the wedding? I had a couple once where the family members came to the wedding through Skype. They were there. They were there. Skype. They were live. They participated. Everyone could hear them. They were on a big screen, and they fully participated in the wedding here. Now, with the general knowledge, what do you know about each other? What's his full name? What's her full name? Has he been married before? Has she been married before? Has he been divorced? Has she been divorced? Does he have any brothers and sisters? What are his parents' names? Are his parents alive? Does she have any brothers or sisters? Are her parents alive? General information that couples would know about each other. Very important. And they're very likely to probe, because if you're engaged in a serious relationship, common sense would seem to dictate that you have shared some of this stuff about each other's family. Well, get ready for my mother. She's really, really strict on this. We're going to have a hard time explaining this to her. You share things like that at the beginning of the relationship. That's quite common. What are your fiancé's hobbies? What are their interests? What hobbies and interests do you share? Does your fiancé like going to movies, theater? Do they participate in any activities in either the fiancé visa in their home country or the U.S. Citizen fiancé here? What types of things do they like? What types of things do you share? What types of things are you both going to engage in? Which leads us into a fourth area of questions. Employment. What do you know about your fiancé's history of employment? Especially the immigrant spouse being asked that about the U.S. Fiancé, future spouse. Do you know where he or she works? Do you know his or her salary? Do you know his or her career goals? Do you know if he or she went to college? Do you know if he or she has other children from another relationship they have to support? How many days does your fiance work? Do they own their own business? Now, then the same question can be asked the other way. Has the immigrant fiance gone to college? Does the immigrant fiance have a career? Does the immigrant fiance speak enough English? Are they fluent enough with English that they can continue their career here? Do they have children? Do they have a previous marriage and divorce? And that they're going to have to be sending some support home? What's your fiance's salary that she's going to be giving up or he's going to be giving up to come to the United States? Those are all relevant questions. And they're all right. Now, in the questionnaire checklist that I'm providing at the end of this video, there's about 180 questions. Now, I would love to think that I've covered the most pressing questions or that I've covered all of the questions, but that's impossible. Anything is fair game. And when they're looking for fraud, any one of these questions could branch out with your answer to two or three more questions, depending on your answer. That's the nature of questions and answers. So the questionnaire guide at the end of this video is a good, good starting point. But it's only as good as you use it to prepare and think about other things that you might ask, other things that you should know. And in fact, it might even give you some incentive to learn more things about your fiancé, soon-to-be spouse, that you would want to know about before the interview. But in any event, I hope this video has helped you. It's part one of a two-part series on interview questions for your fiancé visa, interview questions for your K-1 visa. I hope it helps you, it guides you, and that it brings you a step closer to having the life together here in the United States that you want so badly to be in the near future, so that you can live with the person you love happily ever after for the rest of your life.